method of knowing imams is their behavior, temper, personality, lifestyle, and scientific accomplishments. This is a method for people who are able to recognize decent person from his behavior, words, speeches, and encounters. For example, by studying the life of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his orations on theology, justice, abstinence, bravery, sacrifice in the way of God, and other aspects of Imam Ali's great personality, insightful people can recognize that he is a real Imam. We can say the same point about the lives of other Imams. What are the ways to know the Imams of time? To find the answer, stay with The Brilliant Star. What are the ways to know the Imam of time?
It seems that any truth and reality, whether having external reality or being a logical issue, has a specific way for being known or understood, such as perception, experience, instinct, logic, dream, or inspiration. Of course, it doesn't mean that everything and all truths can be understood in this way. Rather, it means that we can understand anything by one or more of these methods. For example, anything that God wills to be known by inspiration will be understood by inspiration. In knowing Imams also, we can use some methods at human's disposal. Three of the most important ways for knowing Imams are as follows. The first method is the words of the Prophet, peace be upon him. That's to say, what the Prophet has exactly said about appointing and dismissing Imams under the command of God. Relying on the Prophet's words is very logical and wise. Because God is the only governor and he has the authority over people and every other creature, obeying his order is very natural. The reason is that manipulating the things which are under somebody's control is quite reasonable. So any plan and appointment by God is valid. This is different from people's confessions about themselves, which can be by no means approved by others. Therefore, there is no doubt about the validity of this method of knowing Imams. The second method in knowing Imams is their miracles. Performing a miracle by a person who claims imamate is a proof of his claim. According to some scholars, the miracle proves that he is appointed by God. In fact, there are two beliefs in this regard. Some scholars believe that a miracle can be a proof of imamate per se. The other belief is that a miracle has a secondary role and the main proof of imamate is being appointed by the Prophet, peace be upon him, or the previous Imams. A man asked Imam Sadiq, "Why has God endowed his prophets and messengers and you with miracles?" He answered, "To be a sign of honesty of the person who performs it. Miracle is a sign of God. He won't endow it to anybody but his prophets and arguments so that they can be recognized. Miracles distinguish the honesty of an honest person from the lies of a liar." The third method of knowing Imams is their behavior, temper, personality, lifestyle, and scientific accomplishments. This is a method for people who are able to recognize a decent person from his behavior, words, speeches, and encounters. For example, by studying the life of Imam Ali, peace be upon him, and his orations on theology, justice, abstinence, bravery, and sacrifice in the way of God, and other aspects of Imam Ali's great personality, insightful people can recognize that he is a real Imam. We can say the same point about the lives of other imams. Maybe this is the meaning of the hadith of Imam Ali cited by Imam Sadiq, peace be upon them. You should know God only by God, know the Prophet by his mission, and know imams by their proper deeds, justice, and benefaction. Therefore, according to this hadith, imams should have these attributes. Having these attributes completely by a person who claims imamate is a proof of his claim. However, people should give priority to the first and second methods, words of the Prophet and miracle, to know the imams. If the Prophet's words and miracle are not available to us, we can use the third method as a proof of imamate. The first two methods can be used by everybody. Of course, proper deeds and perfect attributes are also necessary conditions of being Prophet or Imam, and the lack of these attributes is a reason for not being Prophet or Imam.
Imam Mahdi's discussions and discussion about the idea and belief about Mahdism, one of the topics is the, when this belief started in Islamic culture and Islamic society. We just now we see that all the Islamic sects believe in Imam Mahdi. Very few and very, very few people and some scholars, very, very few scholars, we can find that they deny belief in Imam Mahdi. But the majority, more than 99%, believe in Imam Mahdi's appearance and coming. But the main topic is that when this belief started in Islamic civilization and Islamic history. Of course, belief in Imam Mahdi started and began from the Holy Prophet's era. It is not new. Because our proof for this is that Holy Prophet himself reported about Imam Mahdi's appearance. Even in Shi'i and Sunni books and hadith compilations, we find a lot of narrations about Imam Mahdi. Let me recite some of these traditions from Shia books and Sunni books. According to the Shia books, Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, one of the companions of Holy Prophet, has narrated that he had heard the Holy Prophet saying that the world will not come to an end until a man from my family, Ahlul Bayt, who we will call Al-Mahdi, emerges to rule upon my community. This tradition is narrated in the Shia books. According to other tradition, from Abu Hujaf, he quotes Holy Prophet that he three times said that, listen to the good news about the Mahdi. He will rise at the time when people will be faced with severe conflict and the earth will be hit by a violent quake. He will fill the earth with justice and equity as it is filled with injustice and tyranny. He will fill the hearts of his followers with devotion and will spread justice everywhere. We find this hadith, this tradition in Shia books. Let me narrate some traditions from Sunni books. Of course, there are a lot of traditions in Sunni hadith compilations that reports about Imam Mahdi's appearance. In one of these hadiths, Tirmidhi one of the main writer, Sunni writers, who has a special compilation of hadith called Sahih, reports a tradition from Holy Prophet through Ali ibn Abi Talib and other people, other companion of Holy Prophet, that Holy Prophet has said, even if there remains only a day on earth, God will bring forth a man from my progeny so that he will fill the earth with justice and equity as it is filled with tyranny. We see that the same tradition is reported by Shia writers and it is narrated in Shiite books. Of course, there are other traditions. Let me narrate other tradition from Umm Salama that is narrated in Sunni books. According to this tradition, the Holy Prophet has said that the promised Mahdi will be among my progeny, among the descendants of Fatima.
The appearance of Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him. The Prophet said, Mahdi is from our progeny. He has a tall brow and a long nose. One day, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, looked at Imam Hussein and said, "This son of mine is a great person as the Prophet has called him so. Soon God will create a man from his progeny who has the same name as the Prophet. He is similar to the Prophet both in face and in personality traits. When people are living in ignorance, when justice is violated and neglected, and when oppression abounds in the world, he will come. I swear to God that if it doesn't rise up at the time of his advent, he will be killed. But he will come and every creature in the earth and sky will be happy." One of the other characteristics of Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, is that his government will take control of the whole world. Imam Baqir said, "One day, Omar bin Khattab asked Imam Ali, peace be upon him, about Imam Mahdi. Ali answered, 'Considering his name, my beloved Prophet has asked me not to tell his name to anybody until God chooses him as Imam. Considering his appearance, he is young, not very tall, and not so short. He is handsome. He has beautiful hair. His hair falls on his shoulders. The light of his face overshadows the darkness of his hair.' Imam's personality traits. Piety. The Prophet, peace be upon him, says, 'He won't put one stone over another to build a house,' meaning he is not interested in material properties. Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, also says, 'I swear to God that Mahdi's clothing is no more than a coarse one, and his food is nothing but a simple food.' Abstinence. Imam Reza, peace be upon him, says in this regard, 'He is the most abstinent man in the world.' Worshipping. Imam Kazim, peace be upon him, says, 'Mahdi's face looks fairly pale as a result of staying up. I may be sacrificed for him who sees stars rise and set while he is worshipping and praying at night.' Diligence. Imam Reza says, 'He moves in the path of righteousness and magnanimity. He is hardworking and diligent.' Justice. One of the salutations that we say to Imam Mahdi, peace be upon him, in Sahib al-Amr prayer is, 'Salutations to you, O well-known justice maker.' Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, says, He acts on justice to all people, whether a benefactor or a malefactor. Generosity. Imam Sadiq says, Mahdi is generous and donates in great amounts. Considering his generosity, Imam Reza, peace be upon him, also says, he is the most generous person in the world.
Daily activities throughout the day and night, or even throughout the week, or the month, or even the year, how much do you, or how much do I, remember our living Imam? How important is it for one like you and I, as the Shia of the Imam, to remember the Imam in our daily lives, in our weekly lives, yearly? How important is it? And what does it mean to remember the Imam? The alternative is living with the thought and the memory of the Imam. Every day, every night, every week, every month, every year, the remembrance of the Imam. And the remembrance of the Imam, brothers and sisters, is not just doing this dua that we don't understand what it means. We've got to keep a connection with the Imam, keep that memory really alive in us. When we read the dua, pay attention to what the meaning of that dua is. Some of the dua, we read it, some of us have, maybe even hopefully, we have the habit of doing it, maybe on a daily basis even. But do we really feel that remembrance of the Imam? One of the duas is dua al-ahd. There's a very touchy and touching statement and sentence that we find in this dua. It says, Allahumma arini al-tala'at al-rashida. I want to, oh Allah, I pray that you enable me to see that noble figure. In that dua, we're basically longing for that. It doesn't come about, this feeling of wanting to see, wanting to speak to, longing for the Imam is not going to come about just like that, by just reading some of the dua. No, if you want to do that, if we want to be of those who are preparing for the coming of the Imam, then we need to keep the memory of the Imam up in our lives. In our daily lives, we have dua al-ahd, that is a daily dua. On a weekly basis, we have dua al-nudbah to do. On a monthly basis, we have dua. On a yearly basis, you know, the night of Qadr, one of the greatest a'mal is to remember the Imam by reciting dua that we say, Allahumma kulli waliyyik. It says to repeat it as many times as you can. That shows that there's an emphasis in our religion for the remembrance of the Imam. If, like some of these scholars of ours, some of the students of these scholars who've learned from the scholars how to communicate, how to be in touch with the memory of the Imam, if you do that and you continue that, you'll see a big difference in your life. You'll see a serious connection, and God knows, maybe, and inshallah, we hope that Allah enables us for that to happen, that the dua that we just mentioned in dua al-ahd, that we're praying for Allah to enable us to see the Imam, comes true about us. According to hadith, that can happen during the occultation of the Imam. The very, very close awliya, the close friends, friendship doesn't come easily. You have to keep that connection, that remembrance in the right way. Those close friends of the Imam are going to know where he is. So we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enables us to keep the memory of the Imam alive in our daily lives, inshallah.
Swear an oath of allegiance to Imam Mahdi and are endowed with and succor him. In many hadiths from the innocent Imams, peace be upon them, the conditions and manners of the allegiance to Imam Mahdi is mentioned. Imam Sadiq said, "He'll be seen luminously without any imperfection or disease, and he'll say, 'This is in God's hands, on his part, and at his command.'" Then he reads this verse, "Lo, those who swear allegiance unto thee, Muhammad, swear allegiance only unto Allah. The hand of Allah is above their hands. So whosoever breaketh his oath, breaketh it only to his soul's hurt. While whosoever keepeth his covenant with Allah, on him will he bestow immense reward. The first one to kiss his hand and to swear an oath of allegiance to him will be Gabriel. Then the angels and the nobles, who are the selected, will swear allegiance, and later the apostles or the grandees will do homage." Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "In Mecca, Imam will be paid homage to us to practice God's book and his prophet's tradition. And then Imam will place a ruler in Mecca and will set off toward Medina." A man asked Imam Sadiq, "How many people will rise with the riser, peace be upon him?" It's said that 313 people, the same number as the warriors of Badr, will rise. He answered, "He won't rise unless he is among a couple of mighty people, and the number of the mighty people isn't going to be less than 10,000 people." Imam Sadiq, peace be upon him, said, "The riser will rise along with 45 people from 9 regions." Tabarsi, the owner of Majma' al-Bayan, below the holy verse, "And each one hath a goal toward which he turneth, so vie with one another in good works. Whosoever ye may be, Allah will bring you all together. Lo, Allah is able to do all things." In the news of the households, it's quoted that the purpose is those endowed with Imam Mahdi on doomsday. And Imam Raza said, "By God, when our riser rises, God will gather around him all our Shiites from all around the world." Imam Baqir, peace be upon him, said, "Methinks I see my household's riser entering your Najaf, flying God's prophet's flag." Imam Sadiq said, "There are 13 women accompanying the riser. They will medicate the wounded and will nurse and take care of the patients, as it was the same at the time of the prophet."
A lot of studying and researches about Imam Mahdi. We had a lot of resources and scholars in every corner of the world which researched and studied about Imam Mahdi. But we needed about some professional and skilled centers or conferences or sessions about Imam Mahdi in Iran or other Islamic countries. We had before some Islamic scholars in all over the world, but they couldn't gather themselves in one place, in one point, in one axis to move about Imam Mahdi skillfully, professionally, and especially. I want to introduce you to you one center which had did this duty to gather some scholars about all over the world in one point, in one place, the Bright Future Institute in Qom. By the address, internet address, about www.mahdaviyat-conference.com. This affiliated to this center. The Bright Future Institute was established in early 2004 by a number of scholars and masters of Islamic seminaries in the holy city of Qom. We invited many, many people from every corner of the world to this conference to inquire, to written some materials, for example, articles, to produce some magazines, some books, some texts about Imam Mahdi. And we see that we have a lot of articles in this website that you can visit and use many of them. I will introduce and will read some titles of these articles in this. Here are some titles of Mahdism articles and essays. One of them, the Mahdism Utopia. It was a good research article in this site. Mahdism in Quranic Exegesis. Imam Mahdi and Those Who Deny Him. Another title of these articles, Mahdism and Globalization. The Mahdi is Near. Spiritual Dimensions of Mahdism in the Modern Age. Our Social and Political Responsibilities. While Awaiting Imam al-Mahdi, Messianic Hope in Biblical Eschatology, Mahdism Doctrine, Islamic Messianism, the Emergence of Imam Mahdi. If you visit this website, I mean mahdaviyat-conference.com, you can find more the title of books written by Islamic scholars. Some reached and researched articles that prepared for this conference from the Islamic scholars from all over the world.